Sunday Meditation, April 18th, 1999. The question today has to do with the concept of finding the Creator in each moment of our everyday lives. We can understand more easily, intellectually, how the Creator has made all that there is, and eventually we progress through the various experiences and all is one again. But we're wondering if Quo could give us some information today about how to find the Creator in each moment, whether we're washing dishes or driving a car or fleeing attacks in Kosovo or flying in a plane or whatever we might be doing. It's easier to see the Creator in the good moments. When there's something that's bad or boring or nonsensical or absurd, how do we find the Creator there?
We are those of the principle known to you as the call. We greet you in the love and the infinite light of the one Creator. In this name we come. We thank you and bless each of you for calling us to your circle of seeking. It is both our privilege and our pleasure to share our opinions with you on the interesting subject of daily spirituality. We ask of you only that you listen to our words as to those of a brother or sister, for we are not perfect, nor any kind of authority over you, but rather we are those who are pilgrims upon what this instrument calls to things Godway. We are in service to the one infinite Creator. And as we seek, we know that you also seek this beauty, this truth, this mystery, this way, this life. It is good to have such companions, and as we said, a great blessing to us to be able to be of service in this way. And we thank you. As we rest in the comfort and the beauty of your blended vibrations, we find ourselves aware of how much each of you already knows from experience, from suffering, and undergoing great difficulty, from being held together and lifted up by the love and the light of the one infinite Creator. Each has beautiful stories to tell of those times when everything seemed clear and the creation truly did seem to be one beautiful, harmonious symphony of people and relationships and nature, and things great and small, all moving together with rhythm and pulse and a lovely dance that was new every moment. It is not simply with the intellect that each of you has had these experiences, but with the whole self. Each has had these transcendent times when the world simplified itself and the love could be seen. We are grateful for the beauty of those memories and those awarenesses within you, for this gives us common ground. We do not have to convince or first way, any, that spirituality is a very real and a very intimate thing. For each of you has had those feelings from deep within yourself. And each more or less trusts those experiences. And we would encourage you to continue to trust those memories. For whenever times of ineffable harmony come, however they come, through what suffering they come, or as what gift out of nowhere they come, they are the gems hidden within the ore of common life, so called. And what a blessing it is to stumble across a perfect diamond or ruby, to see the crystalline nature of truth, which has been realized in some way. And now each, with the appetite for living at this level of harmony, justice, and that feeling of rightness. You crave and seek with all your heart to enlarge those experiences and to enhance the possibility of having those times come upon you. For surely we may say that there is no guaranteed entrance into a state of mind or heart within which, while the illusion of mortal life is full and living, you may control your state of mind or your awareness. For we would not be telling the truth were we to say that we have the solution that can erase the illusion and leave you in sure possession of the truth that lies within the illusion. And may we say that were we able to guarantee to each within incarnation upon your planet at this time, that each would be able to be completely free of the illusion, we would not wish to ruin the experience of suffering which each of you desires to undertake. Let us look at this point, at this issue of the desirability of suffering. Why would a spirit in full and conscious knowledge of the love of the Creator voluntarily place herself within the veil of forgetting and then ask herself to undergo a certain level of suffering? Learning and transformation. Why would you wish to plunge into the difficult and confused sea of illusion that your earth plane represents? That which places you within this illusion is infinitely and intimately tied to the Creator itself and to the free will that has begotten the universe and that calls each spark of the Creator onward to reach once again that source and ending of all. Why would any do this? Except for the simple reason that it is the nature of each spark of the Creator to wish to learn and to serve. Now we come to you hoping to be of service to you. And as we speak to you, we find ourselves learning twice as much as each of you may perhaps learn from those things that we say. Such is the nature of any gift that is given, that it comes to bless the giver twice and three times and a hundredfold. Before incarnation, each of you saw clearly what it was to live by faith, what it was to affirm in each moment the holy nature of that moment and the blessed nature of the holiness of the self. Each saw this clearly, and we see this clearly, for we do not have that veil of illusion that has dropped upon you as you have taken on yourselves the flesh and blood, biochemical mechanisms which move you about within your lifetime that you experience. We see clearly, but because we see so clearly, our choices are easy. There is no effort involved in choosing to radiate, or rather to allow the radiation through us of the infinite love and life, the one great original thought, which is love. It is not that this is easy, rather if that this is inevitable, given our view, which is clear. Therefore, we cannot polarize towards loving more, or serving more, or learning more. We cannot become, this instrument would say, better people. We cannot improve our vibratory complex. Very easily at all within this state which we now enjoy. That which we do to increase our polarity is done with infinite time and patience compared to the rough and tumble and very quick energy exchanges and learnings that are available to those who do not know and cannot see the truth plainly. Faith to us is simply a word. A word that means the knowledge that all is well, and the knowledge that all shall be well. To us, it is not amazing to look out of the window and see snow and call it snow. There it is. Yet, this within your world is not at all clear. We are not speaking now of snow. We are speaking of the ability of each heart to see that it is love itself. And to see that each atom, each iota, each mote of stuff, visible or invisible, is instinct with the love and the light of the one creator. from your viewpoint as third density human beings, dwelling within physical bodies, what you gaze at may not speak to you. As the one known as Rumi said, a floor is just a floor, dust is only dust. The broom is only a broom. To us, with our clear vision, every manifested atom, dust, floor, and broom, is alike, a beautiful, living, transformative piece of the Creator's manifestation. The ability to call upon that part of the self that is already aware of the truth and the sanctity of daily living is to call upon a part of the self that this instrument would call the Holy Spirit. The self is a concept that is extremely rich. When one looks at oneself in the mirror, or when one looks at another self, another being, it is easy to see that which is immediately visible to the physical senses. And one gathers great quantities of information from gazing in the mirror or from looking at another. The color of the hair, the health of the complexion, age, weight, general characteristics of all kinds can be easily noted and followed. But within that mirror's image, within that other self that you see, lies a limitless and infinite self. A self that is connected to all other selves and to all parts whatsoever of the creation of the Father. This connection is so powerful that to gather together in groups, even small groups, is to gather tremendous amounts of energy. And if each of you can sense into the flow of energy around the circle in which you sit, you may indeed experience for yourself the great amount of life energy that coming together with one purpose and hope has given. Each connection that is made between spirits such as yourselves is a connection that is greatly sanctified and blessed and holy. And it is the reason that you feel that need to come into groups and to express the love of the Creator in some way, as a group. The energy of each multiplies the energy of each, so that together you are far more than the sum of yourselves, but you have become an infinite power for love and life. And this is a resource that we are glad and that you are taking part in. Not only because we feel close to each of you as we meditate with you, but also because we have heard the sorrow of the brothers and sisters of those upon this planet. And we know that the light energy that you gather in groups such as this will have a great healing effect upon the suffering of the world as a whole. For each light that connects with another becomes a stronger and stronger light, and a lighthouse, shall we say, if there is a group that continues, so that entities who have been within the circle know that there is a light source in a specific place. And so entities have come to depend greatly upon churches and synagogues and temples and places where entities may gather for spiritual healing and service. And this is the Sunday mentality that each of you grew up with and is familiar with, and is what most of those whom you may know find acceptable as the extent to which they wish to express spirituality in their lives. This is the easy spirituality, the gathering in groups and the raising of the group spirit. It is much more difficult within the illusion for an entity to come into remembrance of its own nature by himself. The one known as Nancy spoke earlier about the isolation that a painful condition might give to a patient who does not look sick, but who indeed suffers great pain. There is a spiritual isolation that entities may easily feel as they go about their daily round of activities. This isolation is based upon the incoming data from the outside environment, which is fed through a number of biases that filter information and prioritize its use. Were each of you to notice and pay attention to all of the incoming data that your senses receive, each would become paralyzed with the flood of information. Consequently, each spirit within flesh begins very early to learn what can be taken in, what must be taken in first and acted upon, what is secondly important, what is only in the third place important, and so on. And we would suggest that each of you has adopted biases that cut into and in some cases delete completely the large amounts of data received, which are helpful to one who is attempting to break the bonds of Sunday spirituality and come into a closer relationship with the spirit that lies within them. Now, each within this circle has achieved a high measure of dependability and functionality within the society and the culture in which you live. Each has made the choices that brought each to this point of awareness because those choices seemed necessary. What we are suggesting is that it is possible through observation to reprioritize some aspects of incoming data in order that either different filters are used or certain classes of material are reprioritized and noticed at a higher level than was previously done. One example of this is the creation of the Father. It brings to the eye, most of all, certainly to the nose, to the ears, to the senses altogether, the feel and touch and taste of creation itself. Read. Elements of earth and air, wind and fire, the incredible complexities of a life that seems infinitely fertile and wonderfully abundant. Each bush, each blade of grass, each leaf upon a tree, each cloud within the sky, carries a beauty that is ineffable and that hides from the notice of the everyday awareness because it cannot be used in the acquisition of comfort or safety or that money which is needed to assure the comfort and the food of the self and the family. This, shall we say, is one fairly large category of data that tends to be prioritize quite low and therefore tends not to be appreciated or reacted to at the level of the whole conscious self. Certainly, an entity may feel better in the sunshine than in the shade, may enjoy a sunny day more than a rainy day. But to appreciate each drop of rain or each ray of sunshine, to see each blade of grass as the miracle that it is, this is seldom done because it has no survival value. It is not that which the nuts and bolts needs of humankind would say is part of the necessary awareness of life. And yet, it is this aspect of things, the beauty, the wholeness of each creation, that can bring home to the spirit the lessons of faith and hope and love that each does indeed yearn for. In that spirit within the self that is a citizen of eternity and not simply a personality that develops and becomes ill and goes back into the dust from whence it came. We are suggesting that each of you is more complex than you may be aware of. That you have more needs than can be satisfied with the data prioritization that you now employ. There is that need to go back into the deep programming of the self and to ask and ask again and ask again that self for them to pay attention, to take in and to notice the lessons that each blade of grass may teach. And what are those lessons, you may ask? Let us look at that blade of grass. You see the tip of the plant as it comes forth from the fertile soil. You see the hope of its greening in those cold days of the first part of spring when the earth is still chilly and it is brave and courageous for the seed to start reaching towards that wintry sun that is a bit more to be seen in the sky, but yet does not come with that summer warmth that is easy to grow under. Underneath the soil lie those roots which have made it through the deepest sleep of winter on faith alone. That grass is rested within its roots and its seed, have accepted the dying of that self that was, is responding to a new life with all the power of its tiny form. And if some weeder, such as this instrument, should attempt to take that blade of grass from its home, which unfortunately may be in some flower pot that she wishes to leave, it will resist with every fiber of its being, for it loves love. It knows not how to do otherwise than to reach for the light and to bless all who may tread upon it. And this is one blade of grass. So ask to yourself, what lessons lie within the floor and the broom and the dust? Might you see then that the dust expresses a patience, a contentment of being what it is? Dust is indeed the most patient of friends. It will stay precisely where it is. It will not travel, for it knows its place and is happy with its place. And that place is upon that which was at one time, the tree. And this tree has undergone rape and suffering. These planks of wood have been torn from the ground by huge saws. they had been rammed into sawmills and made to be people's floors. And as people's floors, they are yet willing to lend the beauty of their grain, the softness of their spring underfoot, and the ability to hold that lovely patient dust. And these gifts they give to you and to all who may walk upon you. And so that incredible being that has the power of locomotion and the power to pick up things and place them otherwise than they were, this being has manufactured a wonderful instrument for dressing the replacement of dust upon floors with cleanliness upon floors. And this being comes to sweep away that which is old, that which has done its work, to take it up and place it back within the province of the unimproved earth. And in this humble and surely boring little shore, there lies the excellence of spiritual inquiry, that desire to uncover beauty, that desire to cleanse and bless one's environment, to take a magical sense of cleanliness and give it to the surroundings which it enjoys. The sweeper is expressing a spiritual love when it expresses a desire for cleanliness. The inspiration for cleanliness is indeed spiritual. And the ritual of making that which is dusty into that which shines through cleanliness is a spiritual ritual. The one known as Jim has often spoken of his Sunday morning house cleaning as part of the family plan. For the one known as Carla goes to church and sings to the Infinite Creator and goes through the ceremony of the Holy Communion. Meanwhile, the one known as Jim is taking all of those things which may have gone awry, that dirt which has fallen or spattered or come upon the things of daily use. And with great love and great feeling of the ritual of cleansing, has blessed the entire house with loving and careful attention. And we will guarantee each of you that when you have cleaned your space, when you have cleansed your living place, those coming through the door and entering your magical aura may well never realize why they feel so welcome and so comfortable within your space. But you will know that it is because you have loved yourself and have spiffed it up and shined it up until it is proud of itself and feels very ready to bless all that comes within its presence. There is nothing that you see that is not holy. There is nothing that you do that cannot be holy. Nothing in your environment is dead. All is alive, made with love and manifested in life. All things are available to those who live by faith as ways to express faith and love and hope. We cannot cause each of you to sense this. Were we to impose our will upon you in some way, to give you visions of the holiness of the everyday, we would choose not to. For we would be simply doing your learning for you. And the realization would have no real power within you. Indeed, each of you must live by faith, completely by reason of your own free will. Each of you must learn the lessons of love and service for yourselves, chosen only by your own free will. When the free will of an entity turns towards faith, there is the tendency and the temptation to reach out as if something is out there that can be gotten into the life, into the mind, that will change them. Yet we say to you that in terms of the Spirit, the knowledge, the awareness, the transformation that you seek lies waiting within you. And it is to those who reach into the self that faith will come. We spoke earlier of the Holy Spirit. It can be imagined as that which comes from without, as that which is exterior to the self. And certainly it is, shall we say, exterior to the conscious self. But the Spirit of the one infinite Creator is far closer to you than your bones or your muscle or your flesh. It is far closer to you than your hearing or your eyes or your senses. You are made of faith. The Holy Spirit is with you in an intimate and inner way as a true portion of your being, as that portion of the self that knows and that can inspire. This instrument calls upon the name of Jesus. And yet Jesus said, I am the way. By whatever name you call love, you are within those gifts that are yours by nature. You are not calling upon something that you must go out and get. For the Creator is the I of you. When you say I am, you are speaking also of the Creator. When you say I am, you are speaking of love. You are speaking of holiness. You are speaking of faith. And this awareness is part of your web of perception that has been prioritized so low that it does not come up into the conscious mind. We are being asked by this instrument to finish this portion of the meditation. And so we would conclude through this instrument by suggesting that the life lived in faith begins with the assumption that all is well and that all shall be well. We are suggesting that to live in faith, you claim faith. That to live in a magical world, you claim the magic of your I. Your I am. If you wish to bring the holy within your daily awareness, you claim the holiness of yourself. And reprioritize those things to which you pay attention so that you may be better served by those things about which you think and by those ways in which you form biases and opinions. That which you seek lies within you. The ground whereon you are sitting is holy ground. Begin with the assumption of that which you see. And you will begin to uncover the simple truth that that which you see is right there, closer than your breathing, nearer to you than your hands or your feet. We will at this time transfer from the contact to the one known as Jim, that we may answer any questions that you may have at this time. We leave this instrument in love and in light. We are those of a Guru.
And breathe each again in love and in light through this instrument. At this time, it is our privilege to offer ourselves in the attempt to speak to any further queries which those present may have for us. Is there another query at this time?
Well, I have one. I've been struggling with a higher tendency that I'm used to in myself to be angry, to be aggravated, to go on the defensive. It's something I'm very uncomfortable with, and yet when I get into that feeling, I really don't know any way to get out of it from the inside out. And I find it almost impossible to claim myself as anything but just what I'm expressing at that time. My emotions really kind of carried me away. I know these are old patterns. I just don't know how to get into them. And indeed, I do wonder why they're coming up now when normally I'm a more classic being. If you could make any comments or suggestions without breaking the rule of free will, I appreciate it.
And then where we query, my sister. We find that we may speak in some aspects of this problem, shall we say. However, there is much yet which will need to be discovered through your own efforts. That of which we may speak is to suggest that the long-term press of pain upon the physical vehicle is wearing both upon the physical vehicle and upon the mental support framework, shall we say, the nerves and the nervous system, as you would call them. For as one has the experience of the physical pain repeated in a nearly constant fashion at various locations within the physical vehicle, there is the tendency towards what we have heard called the transparency of the experience, in which there is a response as if a knee-jerk reaction, as it has been called, that appears within the behavioral patterns of the entity so experiencing pain. Thus, it is a kind of wearing upon the machinery that has its effect upon you at this time. However, there is the potential of the reprogramming of the system of response so that there is less likelihood of losing one's center or balance in a mental and emotional sense when one feels the confusion or startle response as a result of interacting with other entities within the environment. This is something which takes the conscious attention to reprogram these responses and is nearly as constant in its requirements for application as is the pain which it is seeking to ameliorate. Is there a further query, my sister?
No, I'll read that over. Thank you.
I am Paul, and again we thank you, my sister. Is there another query at this time?
Yes, I have a question. I spoke earlier of, and this regards myself specifically, and I realize I may tread on free will, but I leave that to your discretion. My question is, how does one go about recognizing the reason for fear and what specific fears of an individual may have? But mainly I believe I'm trying to find out, how do I recognize why am I afraid? Why am I uneasy? Again, I will leave this to your discretion to comment upon. Thank you.
I'm quite, and I'm aware of your query. We would comment by suggesting that the fears of any moment may best be explored by entering that state of consciousness that is available when one is in the meditative state. That is to retire upon a regular basis to that inner room where one may look at the environment in which the fear was experienced, the thoughts that accompanied such fear, the responses that arose within one, and so forth, so that one may examine as well as one can in an intellectual sense the nature
of the experience of the fear and how it affects one's being, and that this exploration may best be accomplished while in the meditative state. For in this state, there is the easier access, shall we say, to the subconscious level of the mind complex. And from this level of being, it is possible to make connections between that which is experienced consciously and the source of such experience and the response of the self to this experience. Thus, this is also a careful study which one may make of the self. This is an enhanced level of seeking or course experience, shall we say, in that the fears that one may explore within the incarnation also represent some aspect of the primary lessons which one is working upon during the length of the incarnation. Thus, when one explores one's fears, one is continuing the exploration that was set forth for the incarnation before it began. Is there a further query?
No, thank you very much.
I have a question. We thank you, my friend. Is there another query at this time?
I have one call, and it is also a question about a pattern I've been going through, and I will accept whatever answer you feel is appropriate with respect to free will. I have noticed that as I sit in meditation, my mind picks up on a situation or a pattern that begins to work with a thought and create it into something that I would call a movie, a mind movie. It goes on and on. And I can consciously stop this and return to silence. And then it begins again on its own. And I have noticed that pattern. I have tried to allow that to find place for it, and yet I'm still wondering if there is something else I can do with it, use it, or just leave it. And my question is about that. If you can shed some light on what is happening, I feel it might help me deal with it.
The mind of most third density entities such as yourselves are quite stimulated and active upon many levels as a result of the progress, shall we say, of the way of life which is experienced and created as an experience by your peoples. There is the tendency to apply the self liberally throughout the daily experience, to spread oneself thinly, shall we say, to engage the mind often as a means by which one navigates through the cultural experience. This experience has been enhanced by many tools and gadgets that take one quickly here and there and require from one a great deal of information, time, effort, and thought. Thus, the mind is like a plant which has been given a great deal of water, of soil, of sun, of nutrients, and of attention, and has grown in large degree as a result of this overemphasis upon its functioning into a kind of machine which has a momentum of its own being, we shall say, for we find a difficulty in adequately describing how active the mind complex of your pupils is. We find that the meditative state is indeed that place in which one may approach the quieting of the mind, yet find time and again examples of its rambunctiousness. That you are able to become aware of this chatter or momentum of the mind and have been able from time to time to displace this chatter with the one pointed focus upon the silence within is an achievement of note and is the path towards the eventual balancing of this mechanism so that there is the possibility of entering into a sacred place within the mind complex and unhindered by the activity of the constant stream of thoughts that is the natural concomitant to the kind of style in which most peoples find themselves living. Thus our suggestion to you is to continue that which you have done tirelessly, and that is to notice when the mind is running, to place that mental picture aside so that the main focus of the mind may again return to that one point of stillness. This is an exercise which does engage the mind upon a simpler level than the normal daily routine. If there is a scent of incense, shall we say, or a sound as of your music or the chanting that you find relaxing, we would suggest that you engage these activities to enhance the process of relaxing the mind complex and focusing it one pointedly. There is no easy answer for any entity in this environment who wishes to find the peaceful place within. For each must deal with this mental activity and the tendency to take over the focus. We can only suggest your perseverance and a light-hearted attitude. We correct this instrument. And a light-hearted attitude in so doing. For it is the effort that you make, the regularity that you make, that is of importance in the real gain, shall we say, from this stage of the meditative practice. As you continue to invest your time and your effort, there is also a momentum of this investiture that is made, that will eventually, slowly, take its hold upon the meditative endeavor. Is there a further query, my brother?
No, not on this subject. I want to sit with those suggestions, and I thank you for being able to answer in such a way that seems longer than you usually can, so I suppose I must have provided enough opening for you to speak about it. And speaking of life hacks, that would be great if I can find it more often. Thank you, Cole.
I am Cole, and we thank you, my brother. Is there another query at this time?
Well, I have one. I have a friend who always is looking for a girlfriend and never seems to be able to find one that will stick with her. I like to be able to help people, but in my life I've just never explored that area because it's never been necessary for me to think about having a relationship. Or I've always had a relationship with somebody. The most I've ever had to do is choose which one I want to have it with. I don't know anything. If there was one image or one mantra or one concept that I could share with this person that would help him to untie the knot that somehow keeps him alone, what would it be? What do you think it would be?
I feel I have to add something to it, Paul, before your answer. Just to localize that I think I'm the friend that Paul is talking about, and it also has been a question on my mind, yet the one I have not asked yet.
I am Paul. And am aware of your queries, my friends. When an entity finds that there is a portion of the self that resides in loneliness and wishes the company of another, it is well to do those things which one would normally and naturally do to make the self available for the finding of such a friend. We find that this is well known by the one known as Roma, in that this entity is active in placing itself within its environment in those locations where there is the likelihood of finding the female of the proper persuasion. However, we would also suggest that there is the possibility of placing the self in the meditative state upon a regular basis, as is always our suggestion, for the meditative state is a means whereby the subconscious mind and other resources of the entity may be accessed so that a direction or a plan may be formed first in this place, then fleshed out, shall we say, within the physical illusion in which each moves. Within the meditative state, it is well to look at the self and to see the self as it is, shall we say. To look at the heart of the self and see where there might be the company provided by the self for the self, so that the self is enhanced in its view of itself. This is to say that an entity may find that there is a missing a piece, a place, an avenue of interest that, when explored, feels like, shall we say, going home, that there is a completion to the self upon this avenue, that a direction which may be found within the meditative state will allow a certain passion within to be released from self to self, so that there is the possibility of the completion that occurs first within, then is followed within the physical illusion by the physical expression of that new found passion for the self, respect for the self, and excitement of the self for the life experience. Again, we have not provided a course of study or reflection which is easily achieved, for there is within each entity a place whereby the self may expand in its view of itself. This is to say, a place whereby a new level of learning, a new level of lessons may be discovered. When this place is found, there is the possibility then of having this new level of experience be reflected within the daily round of activities. And within this new place within, there lies the potential for the finding of that entity which shares this passion for the self, for this new level of learning, and becomes an expression of the life pattern there. Is there a further query, my friend?
No, not for me, although you have touched on what I thought would be worth exploring as I look at this repetitive pattern I have gone through many times in my life. Thank you for your words of encouragement and yet another signpost and to call upon being willing to.
I am confident. We are grateful that we are able to be of some small service with it. Is there a final query at this time? As it appears that we have exhausted the queries for the knots, we shall again take this opportunity to thank each present for inviting our presence in your circle of seeking this day. We are most grateful to be able to walk with you a few steps upon your journey. And we remind each that each has many such friends that walk with you and wait with you and rejoice with you at each step and praise with you the unity of the one Creator. We are known to you as those of Kwa and would take our leave of this instrument and this group at this time, leaving each as always in the love and in the light of the one infinite Creator. Adonai.
Mary, Ethel, Ophelia, Spider-Man, Scott, achieve. The clarity from the room. The pain from the room. The curtain from the room. Our breath. Two feet. One. Five of those. The cause of peace. And the cause of kind of a recovery plan.
Nancy and Carla. Nancy's daughter, Kim, her ex-husband, and three children. My Aunt Billy, and my brother, California, and his ex-wife and two boys.
And I will add Carla and Nancy again. And those people in Kosovo, the parish of them.
I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people.